Great Tuesday morning, beloved. Again, thank you so much for allowing me to begin my morning together with you as we share God's Word. Today we are in Psalm 104. This is a psalm. It's actually a song. It's a hymn of praise to God our Creator. All creation is dependent on God, who exercised wisdom in creating everything. And God's saving word for us this week is praise and thanksgiving. So let's begin reading Psalm 104. Praise the Lord, my soul. O Lord, my God, how great you are. You are clothed with majesty and glory. You cover yourself with light. You have spread out the heavens like a tent and built your home on the waters above. You use the clouds as your chariot and ride on the wings of the wind. You use the winds as your messengers and flashes of lightning as your servants. You have set the earth firmly on its foundations, and it will never be moved. You place the ocean over it like a robe, and the water covered the mountains. Then you rebuked the waters. They fled, and they rushed away, and when they heard your shout of command, they flowed over the mountains and into the valleys to that place that you had made for them. You set a boundary they can never pass to keep them from covering the earth again. You make springs flow in the valleys, and rivers run between the hills. They provide water for the wild animals. There the wild donkeys quench their thirst. In the trees nearby, the birds make their nests and sing. From the sky you send rain on the hills, and the earth is filled with your blessings. You make grass grow for the cattle and plants for us to use, so that we can grow our crops and produce wine to make us happy, and olive oil to make us cheerful, and bread to give us strength. The cedars of Lebanon get plenty of rain, the Lord's own trees which he planted. There the birds build their nests, and the storks nest in the fir trees. The wild goats live in the high mountains, and the rock badgers hide in the cliffs. You created the moon to mark the months, and the sun knows the time to set. You made the night, and in it the darkness. All of the wild animals come out. The young lions roar while they hunt, looking for the food that God provides. When the sun rises, they go back and lay down in their dens. Then people go out to do their work and keep working until evening. Lord, you have made so many things. How wisely you have made them all. The earth is filled with your creatures. There is the ocean, large and wide, where countless creatures live, large and small. The ships sail on it, and in it plays Leviathan, that sea monster which you made. All of them depend on you to give them food when they need it. You give it to them, and they eat it. You provide food, and they are satisfied. When you turn away, they are afraid. When you take back your breath, they die and go back to the dust from which they came. But when you give them breath, they are created. You give new life to the earth. May the glory of the Lord last forever. May the Lord be happy with what he has made. He looks at the earth and it trembles. He touches the mountains and they pour out smoke. I will sing to the Lord all my life. As long as I live, I will sing praises to my God. May he be pleased with my song, for my gladness comes from him. May sinners be destroyed from the earth, and may the wicked be no more. Praise the Lord, my soul. Praise the Lord. And today's key verse is Psalm 104, verse 31, where the psalmist writes, "May the glory of the Lord last forever. May the Lord be happy with what he has made." And again, it is obvious here that the psalmist is attributing to God the very act of creation, creating not just a few things, but creating everything, and setting them all in perfect balance. Beloved, do you know that if the earth were to slow in its rotation, so that instead of a 24-hour day, we would have a 25-hour day, that within just a matter of a short time, all life would cease to exist. You see, the way that God has created everything, seen and unseen, is in perfect balance and perfect harmony. There is no way that this beautiful creation could have happened by accident. The divine creation requires a creator, and we are the recipients of such a beautiful, beautiful creation given to us to enjoy and to help to give us our very life in support of our life itself. Amen. Let's pray. Sovereign God, you are clothed with majesty and glory. The earth is filled with your creatures. All creation receives breath from you, and you give new life to the earth. Praise the Lord, my soul. May your glory last forever. Amen. Well, that brings our Tuesday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be in Psalm 8, which is another psalm of praise. Until we meet tomorrow, then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.